This is The Amazing Tale of Brendan Boyd Urey, a Bandom fanfic featuring members of Panic at the Disco, written by Red Orchids and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing of Brendan Urey Spencer Smith. The story was written for the prompt Brendan Spencer, Born with a Tail, for No Tags 2011. Brendan Boyd Urey is born on April 12th, 1987. 8 pounds, 11 ounces, and with a furry 4-inch tail that highly resembles that of a squirrel. The last part is somewhat problematic. As long as he's in diapers, it's a pretty easy thing to hide, even though Brendan's tail hates being trapped in that way, and Brendan throws almost hourly tantrums over it. His parents tell the neighbors that he's got colic, and, after that, that his teeth are coming along. Since there are about a million acceptable excuses for a toddler to behave like a hellion, most people don't even look twice at him hollering as his mom carries him down the aisle of the supermarket, patiently trying to explain that, no, he can't play with his tail in public. In fact, it's not proper for him to play with it at all. The people who happen to overhear find the whole thing adorable. When Brendan is 4, he gets a Wild Thing suit for Christmas, with an opening where the tail should be. Brendan wants to wear it all the time, running around the neighborhood with his tricycle, tail waving proudly behind him. It's grown along with Brendan, instead of shrinking and falling off like a couple of doctors had said it would, and now reaches the top of his shoulder. It's furry and soft, and Brendan's mom often finds him curled up with it in his arms after she puts him to bed at night. They see quite a few doctors in those first years of Brendan's life, most of whom suggest surgery to remove the problem. For some reason, they never get to that point. "Dude, do you have to use all the hot water?" Ryan yells from the other side of the bathroom door. They're on their first tour, almost done with it even, and Brendan is taking the first shower he's had in days. He's allowed to primp a little. He reaches for the shampoo and starts lathering his tail, which is enjoying its first time out and about since Brendan last had the privilege of some time to himself. He doesn't dare sleep with it out while they're on the bus, because no one respects anyone else's privacy like they should. To be fair, Brendan doesn't either. He loves jumping into someone's bunk in the morning and attacking them with cuddles, even though they do occasionally protest and try to throw pillows at his head. His tail needs some time to stretch, end of story. Ryan Princess Ross can just suck it up and wait for his turn. He feels the bus come to a stop, and then there's some general commotion outside as people start getting off. The bus goes quiet shortly after, and Brendan hums happily to himself, taking the time to actually blow dry his hair and tail properly instead of just toweling himself off like he usually has to make do with. Once he's done, he puts on a fresh pair of boxers. Backwards, since risking leaving the special pairs he has, with slits on both sides, around the bus where someone can find them isn't worth the paranoia it causes. And straps his tail to one of his legs with some bandages. It's mostly fur, so it flattens pretty well, and as long as Brendan keeps evading the super tight jeans Ryan wants him to wear, everything's just fine. The last night of the tour, someone throws a party. Brendan's still high on adrenaline from the show and feels great, in a mood to dance till he can't stand up straight, and hopefully eat a bag of Doritos while he's at it. The party is in full swing when they get there, an impromptu dance floor going strong in the middle of the room and drawing Brendan in like a magnet. He throws himself into the crowd, inching around people until he's smack in the middle of it. He laughs and jumps around, burning off steam and carefully keeping himself from making eye contact with anyone for more than a couple of seconds. A couple of girls still pick up an interest, dancing closer until they have Brendan caught between them, the girl behind him placing her hands suggestively on Brendan's hips. Brendan smiles and flirts with them, laughing it off when the other girl's hands start to wander, pulling away and miming that he'll just get a drink and then come right back. He escapes to a corner where a few of TAI's techs are sitting around with beers, sharing a joint lazily between them. John Walker is among them, holding up his hand to Brendan and pulling him down to the floor. Brendan goes happily, squeezing himself in between John and a sound tech named Ivan, making grabby hands at a bottle of water next to John's knee, and congratulating himself on getting away so smoothly. It's not that he doesn't want to get laid. Quite the opposite. He's 18 and alive, after all. It's just, the first time he tried to kiss one of the pretty girls who tend to pop up out of nowhere like magic mushrooms at these things, he ended up pushed against a wall with the girl's hand halfway down his pants before he could as much as realize what was happening. Brent had to come to his rescue. Brendan was embarrassed for weeks afterward. He envies Ryan and the guys in the other bands, who have been around long enough to know exactly what to say and what to do to get whatever and whoever they want. At least Spencer and Brent are in the same place as him. Not the having a secret tail place, of course, but the not hooking up one. Brendan gets why Brent doesn't, having a girlfriend at home. But Spencer's a bit of a mystery. Right as he thinks it, said mystery man appears, sitting down next to Brendan and offering him an unopened can of Dr. Pepper. Brendan practically feels his face light up, ducking his head to hide it, and laughing too loud at a joke John tells. Spencer scoots up close, and Brendan tells himself that it's because of the lack of space, which also makes it totally okay for him to casually lean back a bit so that their shoulders are brushing. A couple of people come by after that, trying to get Brendan to join them back on the dance floor. Brendan just smiles and waves them off, leaning a little closer to Spencer and listening to people speak. He's good where he is. It's late. Really late. The party has mostly died down, and Brendan's nearly asleep, but too comfortable to move and haul his ass back to his and Ryan's room. Which is probably just as well. Chances that Ryan brought a girl back are, unfortunately, depressingly high. "Hey," Spencer murmurs from a little above Brendan's head. "You still awake?" Brendan yawns and cuddles closer, tightening the arm he has around Spencer's waist. Spencer's warm and, unlike most people at the party, doesn't smell strongly of alcohol. A little sweet from secondhand smoke, maybe, but Brendan kind of likes that smell. He stretches out his right leg, which has ended up draped over Spencer's somehow, wishing he could take the bandages off and let his tail out. It always feels the softest when Brendan is sleepy, better than any stuffed animal Brendan's ever had to curl up with. Sometimes, it tickles Brendan's nose when he sleeps, but it's generally pretty awesome. Brendan bets Spencer would like it wound around him, too, like a hug of three arms instead of two. "It really sucks that tails aren't what people consider normal," Brendan thinks. He bets the world would be a way happier place if everyone had them. In the end, his band finds out because Brendan decides to tell them. It takes a while. Brent is long gone by the time he finds the courage, replaced by John, and the four of them are far away from everyone else, up in a cabin in the middle of nowhere. In retrospect, Brendan thinks it's all John's fault, unknowingly guilting Brendan into confessing by being all mopey and missing his cats, showing Brendan a million pictures of them on his computer, and talking for hours about how soft their fur is. It's possible that too much weed one night had something to do with it too, but Brendan chooses not to think about that part. Anyway, he tells them and, as a result, spends almost a week in only boxers and a shirt with his three bandmates glued to his side, fascinated by the way his tail looks and moves and feels. They're like parents with a new baby, and while Brendan doesn't mind as such, kind of likes lying on the couch and being petted if he's honest, he wishes someone would say something to him that isn't related to his tail sometime soon. "Can you move it in a figure eight?" Ryan asks, following the tip with his eyes when Brendan pushes off the couch. Brendan sighs. "No." "Are you sure?" Ryan asks, tilting his head to the side. "Maybe if you practice?" The look of genuine interest and delight on his face is the only thing that keeps Brendan from snapping. He leaves the room and climbs the stairs to the second floor, then the ladder that goes to the skylight and the roof. Spencer is out there, sitting on the roof tiles with his arms around his knees and his face tilted up into the afternoon sun. He doesn't look up as Brendan joins him, which Brendan appreciates right then. He sits down as well, putting his head on Spencer's shoulder and letting out a long, slow breath. His tail flicks around a bit and then wraps itself snugly around Spencer's waist. Brendan smiles and closes his eyes, turning his face toward the sun as well. "You know, for the longest time, I thought you were gay," Spencer says, out of the blue. Brendan looks up and blinks at him, because, okay? "You always shied away whenever a girl started getting close," Spencer continues. "And you were always really cuddly otherwise, so I just... pretty stupid, huh?" Brendan says eloquently, feeling himself blush a bit. "Spence, I just wanted you to know," Spencer says, "that I'm really sorry if I made you feel uncomfortable in any way." "What?" Brendan says, pulling away a little so he can see Spencer's face. "Why would you make me uncomfortable? You're my Spencer." Spencer ducks his head and mumbles something under his breath. There's a blush spreading up his neck. Brendan frowns. "Huh?" "I said," Spencer says, shaking his head a little and letting out a nervous chuckle, "that, I'm not really your Spencer, though." He looks up at Brendan after he says it, eyes guarded and somehow bluer than Brendan's always thought them to be. Spencer's mouth twitches in a small, sad smile, and Brendan feels understanding fill him like the proverbial light going off above his head.
"You mean you? You? But..."
"Yeah, well," Spencer says, blushing hotly and looking away again. "It's your fault for being gorgeous." He starts moving away, turning like he means to get up. Brendan curls his tail tighter around him and pulls him back.
"Brendan,
shut up," Brendan says, feeling suddenly giddy from the warmth spreading slowly through him. "I want to do this right." He slides his tail up to Spencer's shoulders, poking him in the side of the head to make him turn his face as he leans in closer. Spencer realizes what he's planning a second before Brendan kisses him, and Brendan catches a shaky breath with his upper lip, smiling into the kiss as he pulls Spencer closer. Spencer kisses him back. The end.